There was a king who got a letter from a mighty army without number. He spread it out for the Lord to get a view. God sent a promise. It was one angel that devil's army made its doom. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. Yeah. It's moved mountains, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I called a little prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, then I'll go down on my bended knees for you. Lord, it's just amazing what a prayer can do. I seen a mama and a baby. He fought for life the whole night through. Seems hope was gone. How the tears fell, not just a few. But there's old grandpa over in the corner. He knew the one that pulled him through. That baby's still alive to show what prayer can do. It's moved mountains, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I've called on an old prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, then I'll go down on my bended knees for you. Lord, it's just amazing what a prayer can do. I hope that you can pray for me as I've said many times. You didn't have to pay me to get me to come over here, and I don't charge you nothing to come over here, but I have got something that I'd like for you to pay, and that's attention.
Yeah,
I'd like for you to pay attention.
Somebody
said, well, preacher, why would you tell them that for? Well, this is holy ground.
Yeah.
And I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste God's time. When I speak and God anoints with his love, Brother John, it's the same as Jesus Christ speaking.
Amen.
Same thing.
That's good, brother.
Same thing. As I told you, this is very fearful. I thought on my journey here this morning, and I hope you pray for me. I do. I love you. I thought on my journey here this morning, Lord, I go in your name. I too don't know how to come in or go out without the Lord. I do know what you need, though. I know what you need to hear. You need to hear about the goodness of God. You need to hear what God can do for you. And I know what you need. You need Jesus. If you ain't got him, you need him. And if you've got him, you need him even more. I'd rather die with what I've got down in my soul than have 10 million worlds just like this.
Thank you, Lord.
Because everything you see round about, it's going to perish, Brother John. I told them a while back that I represent a man that sells fire insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can't buy it now with money. This insurance, it'll take you to heaven.
Yeah.
A city that this buddy is not made with hands. Brother John has been blessed to preach, and this brother to open and beautiful prayer. And I wouldn't want to take nothing away from that what you've been listening to. It'd be good for you to take it home with you and build upon it. But I'd like to just touch a little bit what Brother John, what Brother John said. And what manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? I read in the book, Brother John, where there was some little boys one time. They was out on the water fishing.
Yeah.
And Jesus come up on the scene, and he walked right over to the edge of the shore there, and when he got there, he hollered at them out onto the water.
He did, didn't he?
Boy, he said, have you caught anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lord, have mercy, no.
Yeah.
We've told you all night,
all
Master.
Right on, yeah. Nothing.
We ain't caught anything.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. Well, I tell you what to do now, boys.
Yeah.
You stand up and you cast your nets
on
the right side. Yeah. Not on the left side, but on the right side.
Right. Yes, Lord.
And they begin to do what God told them to do, Brother John.
Yeah.
Ride back and cast them nets. And when they cast them nets, they begin to draw them nets in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the nets was full.
Yeah.
The Bible said there was so many in there that the net liked to break. The net almost broke now, Brother John, and they started they started rowing in. And listen to me, let me tell you how good God is.
Yeah.
See, God works on both ends, Bubby.
Yeah.
Listen, and when they got started rowing in there, they couldn't even get them in the ship. There's so many fish now. Yeah, you do what God wants you. Little church, you do here what God tells you to do, and you watch your bloom. You watch her do good.
Yeah.
But as they got into the bank, listen, here's one great miracle also. Many's in this book. But when they got into the bank, there was the king, kind of squatted down a little far, going in front of him now. And listen to me, and he had some fish on there, didn't he? And listen, let's stop and think now. He didn't have, first of all, he didn't have no fishing pole.
No boat.
Didn't have no Crisco.
No.
Didn't have no frying pan.
No,
didn't have no Zippo lighter.
No, sir.
But he had supper ready.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
I've got some good news for you.
Yeah.
Supper's ready.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You invited.
Yeah.
You're invited. How do you know that? Because the king told me to tell you that.
Yeah, amen.
He wants you to come now.
Amen.
Why? Because he loves you.
Yeah.
It's not his will now that any should perish.
Amen.
But all would come to repentance now.
Yeah.
I got a king that loves you, and oh Lord, he loves you so much. How much did he love you, preacher? Hey, they spit on him one time.
Yeah.
They smote him one time.
Yes,
they were so mean to him one time. But they nailed him on an old rugged cross now. And he never hollered out in our time now.
Oh,
when they stood him up in there now. And after the old Roman soldier come around that old big sword, he looked at him every one now. And he said, Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
God.
What about the love?
That's what he said.
What about the love, Brother John, that he had for you?
Your love is
nothing.
Let's back up just a little bit now. I ain't going to take much longer, but I... Brother John told you. Brother John told you about this little fellow that was blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here, after the Lord had healed him. And I don't know if this was where he was going with this or not, but this is what comes to my mind. After, you see, brother, when Brother Gary Compton got saved up there in Floyd County, I can take you and show you the spot too now, boys.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I want you to know this, I had to work for her too.
Yeah.
Smart.
You had to pray. Dig down to the rock.
Yes, I'm just like Brother John. Some of them said, listen, you can't do anything. I want you to know this, brother. There's works in it.
Yes, sir.
You can obey God. Work.
I had to do exactly what God told me to do. God told me the first thing He told me to do. He told me to repent. Now, He told me to quit what I was doing. Had to cleanse my hands, Brother John. Had to quit it now. God didn't take the drinking away from me and the guitar playing and the card playing and all these other mean things. God hit me now. God gave me strength now. But it was up to God to lay that stuff down.
Yeah, you picked it.
When I laid it down, God started hearing my cries. God started helping me. But let's get back to where this little boy, he was blind now. And the people around about up there at home, the same thing happened to me. They said, why, that little feller, he's told that church. Now he went and told that church the Lord saved him. I want you to listen. They ain't a thing to him. They wouldn't believe that. They wouldn't believe that, Brother John. But here come this little boy in, been blind all of his life. And he come in, them people round about. Hey, ain't that the little fella that out there at Big Money all the time? Ain't he been blind? Sure, that's him. That looks like him anyway.
That's what to say, yes.
Come on, little fella.
Yeah.
He went over to him. Ain't you so-and-so? Yeah, I sure am. Ain't you the son of so-and-so? Yeah, that's me. What happened to you? Why, I said, I was out there, and the Lord come my way.
A man called Jesus.
Yeah, he come my way, and he touched me, and he give my sight back to me now, and listen to me. And they still didn't believe that now. And they said, ain't that so-and-so boy? Yeah, go get him. Go ask him. They'll sure tell us. And they sent after his mom and daddy, and here they come in there now. And they said, "Is not this your child? That's my little boy right there now." Yeah, listen. Can I ask you something? Is that wasn't he blind? Been blind all of his life now. Well, he can see now. What happened to him? Well, that's the child. He's of age. He'll tell you. They ask him again. He said, let me tell you something. Who is this man called Jesus? They said. He said, I know not. I know not whether he be this or that. But I know one thing. I was blind, but now I see. Now listen to me. I was lost, but now I'm saved. I had to do something. And after I done that, God heard my cries. Give me something too now, Bubby. What did he give you, preacher? He gave me a great hope. And listen, the Bible says, well, somebody said, well, what about this hope? The Bible says, if this hope, if that's all we had, we'd be all men most miserable. This hope is steadfast. It's anchored. Where's it at? Anchor of the soul.
Yes, sir.
Right into the gates of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Hook right there. Some of them's got on to me. Because I tell them that I'm going to heaven. I'd hate to stand here and tell you the Lord saved me, but I don't know where I'm going. Now, I'd hate to tell them that. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
I'll tell you this much about it. I believe with everything in my soul, my strength, I believe everything that God has saved my soul. And I believe if I drop dead right here, listen, when you get over into the city of heaven, look around, you'll see, I don't know whether I have a head full of hair. I don't know whether I have I don't know what I'll have, but I know I'll be happy.
Yes, sir. You'll be satisfied.
I'll be satisfied.
I can.
I'll be satisfied.
Like the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Be fashioned like
them
under the Lord.
After the Lord saved me. After the Lord saved me. Was there something I needed to do?
Yes, sir. Christ-like.
I'll tell you exactly. After the Lord saved me that morning.
God bless you.
And I came and told my companion. I thought I could keep it a secret. I sure did. I said, I'll not tell nobody. From my word and honor, just as soon as I seen her, my old big mouth went to flapping. I just couldn't keep it. I had to tell somebody. After I told her, After I told her, I said, well, Lord, I won't tell nobody else. And from my word and honor, when I went in there, I stood there in the dark, a-dialing over at Mommy's house. I said, Mommy, this is your little boy. I'm the one that put every gray hair in your head. And I apologize for that, Mom. But, oh, don't you worry no more, Mom. I'll put no more gray hairs in there now, Mom. Well, what's the matter, honey? God save my soul, Mom. On the way up the road now, she said, hang on just a minute. I heard the phone hit the floor. I heard her start clapping her hands.
Yeah.
I heard her start shouting praises
Thank
to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Was she satisfied? No, she was happy.
Yeah.
But she wasn't satisfied.
Amen.
Well, how come she wasn't satisfied? Because she had three more children out there.
Yeah.
She had three more children now. All four children are under the wings of God's love. Amen. Is she satisfied? No, she still ain't satisfied. Amen. How come? She's got grandbabies out there. She's got friends out there and their children out there.
Amen,
we ain't never going to be satisfied, Bubby, till we see the eastern sky open up. And when we see that eastern sky open up, brother, then we'll be satisfied.
Yeah.
Then we'll be satisfied. After God saved me, it was a desire put in me. Wanted to go to the water.
Yeah.
I really did, brother. I wanted to be baptized.
Yeah, bad too.
I'm not trying. I wouldn't make none of you mad here for nothing in this world. But if the scriptures hurt your feelings, so be it. You go blame God about it. I didn't write it. God's the one wrote it.
That's
now
good.
You just get mad at God. No, it'd be just getting mad at me now.
Amen.
But I'll just tell you what the book says. He said this, Brother John.
Yeah.
He said to go home
to your friends
and tell them. Not only just tell them, but to show them what great things the Lord has done.
Yeah.
When they laid me and took me out there in that water.
That's right.
I tell you, it was cold now, brother.
Yeah.
Sure was. It was cold. They took me down there to that water. And that snow was a-blowing sideways. That's how cold this little old world, this blue snow. That was coldest day ever was. When they led me out in that water. That water hit me around the ankles, and I thought my heart was going to stop. See, now that's the truth. That's the truth. Somebody might not tell you that, but old Brother Gary will. When I hit that water was cold.
Yeah.
But then, here come a man. Here come a sweet spirit. It just wrapped all around me. That spirit just overshadowed me. And if they'd have been icebergs washing down the creek, it wouldn't have made no difference to me because that spirit was all over me. And when
Thank
they took
you.
Me out in that water and when they laid me down and they brought me back up out of that water, and I got back on the bank. They come to me with a quilt. They come to me with a coat. And I said, no, I'm all right. I'm all right. I said, just let me give God some glory. And I shouted all up and down that creek bank.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. What about that?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's talk just a little bit
about
that baptism.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell us about
it.
There's a man one time. He's standing on the bank. I like to get right down to the bank. I sure do. I got a little swing up there at the house. You fellas up through. I want you to go out and we'll go out and sit in that little swing. The tears have stained from around that swing. I've shouted sitting in that old swing. I've felt the Lord in that old swing. I've seen visions in that old swing. But more than anything in this world, I felt him wrap his arms around me in that old swing. It's precious to me. It's memories, precious memories. But listen to me. It's right on the creek bank. I watched the little fish jump up out of the water. I watched the ducks swim up and down the creek. Watched the squirrels play across the road.
Yeah.
The railroad. It's just beautiful. I love it there. There was an old man one time. He was standing on the banks. And he was preaching to the people to repent. Repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes, it
is. And they begin to talk to him now. And he was telling them, you must, after they got saved, you must be baptized.
Yeah.
Listen, he pretty plain with them now. And listen, and they said, are you he? No, I'm not him. Well, who are you? I'm old John the Baptist. And you know what? I ain't worthy. I ain't even worthy to bow down and to loose his shoes now. Yeah, listen, I ain't that worthy to do that now. And he looked afar down the bank. And he said, behold, here comes somebody now, boys. Here come the Lamb of God. Oh, just a walking so gracefully up the side of that bank now. And old John looked and he said, behold the Lamb of God. Yeah, who come what?
Yeah,
to take away the sin of the world. here come Jesus right up to him now. Got up to him and
right straight to
John.
Yes,
give John something, didn't he?
Yes.
He
yes.
Give him his hand. That's all we ask you. You yes. Give us your hand. You give Jesus your heart.
Amen.
You give Jesus your heart and give us your hand.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll take you somewhere. We'll take you out to the water. We'll baptize you. That's as far as then we can go. That's as far as we can go with you then. But I tell you what we'll do. We'll share something with you. We'll share this little home with you.
Yeah.
We'll share a cloud of glory with you.
Yeah.
And when we get to heaven, we'll share all that up there with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
He said, John, I got something I need you to do.
Yeah.
Help me to do.
Yeah.
I want you to take me out in this hole of water. I want you to baptize me. Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
My way of putting it, I can't do that.
No.
I'm just little old John now.
Yeah.
And you're such a great man. I just ain't, I'm not worthy to take you out there and baptize you.
Amen.
Yeah, John, I want you to do what I told you.
Yeah.
How come you telling me that, Jesus? Because I brought something from heaven's land. I brought a pattern from heaven's land. John, do what I tell you.
Amen.
And John got him by the hand, and he walked him out into that water now. And I can just see old John standing there, and he pushed Christ right around here. And John raised that little hand up, and that water coming down this way. And John raised that little hand up, and he looked right straight towards heaven. And he said, I baptize this my beloved son in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And laid him all the way back now, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Laid him all the way back.
All the way down in the water.
In what? In the water, representing the liquid grave.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He was resurrected then, wasn't he? Brought him right up out of that water. I guess that was it. Everybody sung and went home. No, sir, that ain't it. That ain't it. What happened then?
Yeah.
I was a witness.
Yes, sir.
I was a witness. Yeah, Jesus was standing out in that water. And here come a little dove now. The body, the spirit in the shape of a little dove. What it did, it landed right on his shoulders now.
Yeah.
And listen, and here's what he heard. He heard a voice from heaven say, this is my beloved son.
Yeah.
In whom I am well pleased.
Yes, sir.
Well pleased.
Thank God.
When they laid me down in the water of Beaver Creek, I heard that voice.
Yeah.
I felt it right down in my soul.
Amen.
That I'd done what God wanted me to do.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I thought I got her made now.
Thank you, Lord.
I've done what God told me to do. I went in the water. Everything else now can't. Everything else has to be good.
Can't be nothing
yeah,
wrong.
Can't be
wrong.
Nothing
I
else
thought
wrong.
That, didn't
I thought that. I honestly
yeah.
did.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I thought I'll never have to worry about another bill. I'll never have to worry about this. Everything will be joy, joy, joy. And for about two weeks, I was on cloud nine. Everything I touched seemed like turning into silver or gold. I mean, man, it was great. Joy every way I looked. Then I come down off the mountain, down in the valley. After I was in the valley, one of the oldest brothers in the church said something and locked both legs up under me. Like to kill me. Broke my heart, slapped at him too. You know what I done? I went to the pastor of the church, the moderator, however you want to call him. I went to him and I said, here's what I need for you to do. I said, I need you to take my name off that record up at that little church. He said, what for, Bubby? I said, I can't be right. How come you can't be right? I said, my feelings is hurt. That ain't what God had in store for me. My feelings is hurt. I said, take my name off. Can't be right.
Amen.
He started laughing. I said, don't laugh at me. He said, I ain't. I'm just laughing with you.
Amen.
I'm just laughing
Amen,
with you. He said, you just come off the mountain.
Yeah.
You just come off the mountain.
Yeah.
Back down in the valley. Don't the Bible back up a little something right here and says, where is my love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My fire one?
Yeah.
Down in the valley.
Down there in the valley.
What are they doing? Feeding.
Gathering flowers.
Among the lilies.
Yeah. Down in the garden.
Oh, I've been in the valley.
Yeah.
I walk right down through the valley, right down through the shadow. Yes, I walk right down through there now. And I've been down to where the clouds would roll over my head, and I couldn't see nothing but darkness every way I look. But there was a little spark right in here.
Yes, there was
a little spark, and that little spark would say, cry out. And I'd cry out, oh, King, here I am, Lord. And he knowed exactly right in that dark where I was at.
Yes, and
the little light would open up.
Yeah.
And I'd fit him right back down in this soul.
Yeah.
I'm right here, Gary. I told you something. I told you something, and you still, your faith gets a little bit weak. But I told you something, Gary Compton. I know, Lord, you told me you'd never leave me. You told me you'd never forsake me. Well, I'm right here. I'm right here. Children, don't worry. I know things is going to get tough. And if you think, listen, it's going to get tougher even ahead. You mark this down. It's going to get worse than it is right now. Yes, and I don't see how, but it's going to get worse. Now, you can take that to the bank.
Yeah.
It'll get to the time.
Yeah.
It'll get to the time that it'll be dangerous for you to even come out of your front door. There'll be people trying to rob you. You can see it already.
Amen.
See it already in South Carolina where this man's running around shooting people.
Yeah.
That's of the devil.
It sure is.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, I believe that.
But I've got some good news for you.
Yeah.
One of these sweet days, Brother John, it's going to be all over with.
Yes, it will.
Brother Gary Compton.
Good morning.
Brother Gary Compton's going to heaven.
Yeah.
We're going with you.
Yeah, amen.
We're going soon.
On my way over here.
And there's room for everybody.
On my way over here. Had to count up some cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure did. Had to count up some cost. I cleaned her car up the day before yesterday. Got hit ready.
Yeah.
The oil changed and all this stuff, you know. Begin to think last night, well, I'm going to have to get gas in the morning. And I'm going to have to head out this way. Begin to count up the cost.
Yeah.
Just to see. Now, I'm not talking about money-wise. I'm talking about this. How? Which way to go?
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
After I got everything in order. Now, see, there's some order in this now, Brother John.
Absolutely.
God won't have it just any way. There have to be some order in it.
Yeah.
After me and her got everything all fixed up, and she done a real good job on herself, and I've done the best I could on mine. But we got in the car and headed this way. And down the road, I seen a sign. And they said, down here, he said, you got to go right-handed. And when you turn right-handed, you're going to be on Route 23. And I headed right down that road. I knew I was on the right road. Turn right, though.
Yeah.
You better not be slanging to the left, boy. You'll get in trouble. Turn right. I got down there, and I seen another little sign. It says, Ashland, 56 miles. Right on down the road. I'm on the right road. Right on down the road. And I seen another little sign. Said West Virginia this way. Turn right again.
Yeah.
Headed right up 64. Got out there. A little sign said Canova. Right down over the hill to come. I was on the right road.
Yeah.
I want you to know something. There was signs along the way that let me know that I was doing the right thing. I was going the right way. Listen to me, 27, 28 years ago, God showed me signs all the way for the last 28 years. He showed me that I'm on the right road.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
When I die, I probably won't have a dollar in my pocket. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't need it.
No,
I probably won't be. I probably won't be have a table set in front of me. I might not. I don't know. I might be sitting at the table eating. I don't know how the case is going to be. That's in God's hands.
Maybe on the road somewhere.
But I do know this. This cloud that He's coming to get me in. It's a cloud of glory. Some of them said we're leaving. Some of them said we're leaving on a train, or on a ship, or on this. It don't matter.
Amen.
It's a cloud. The Bible says it's a cloud of glory.
Yes,
and we're going to be leaving in a cloud of glory.
That's what it says, brother.
And the Bible says, now this Wednesday past, we buried an old sister up our church. Old Brother Haskell Hall's wife buried her. And she's been at this a long, long time. And I tell you how much they love the little church now. And you can't make nobody love the church if they ain't got it inside of them to want to love the church.
Amen.
It don't matter what you do, you ain't going to make them love the church.
Amen.
They's members of the church.
Yeah.
And there's people that truly love the church.
Amen.
You believe that?
Yeah.
You clean your building up sometime. You see how many loves the church.
Amen.
You get out and start a lawnmower up and you see how many loves the church. Am I telling you the truth? I'm telling you a word of the truth.
Amen, brother.
Haskell and them used to make a little dinner. They'd set a picnic, him and his wife, and leave out of the head of Beaver Creek early before daylight. And they'd come down to the church, and they'd stay there all day long, whether it be dust in the windows, or whatever the case, stay all day long, and have a little picnic. And they made a day out of it, and they talked how much joy that was.
Yeah.
That's love.
That's right, absolutely.
That's love. That's love for that little church.
Yeah.
Our little church is going to miss her. Well, she's not been there in quite a while. She's been bedfast. But you know what? I'm going to meet her again.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet her again. I'm going to meet her again.
We're going to see her again in the morning.
And when I meet her again, I won't have to pass by the caskets no more.
No.
Won't have to say farewell. What are you going to say? I'm going to say, like old John, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. What about that? What about that? This week. Well, I'm gonna come. You won't come close.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this now. Listen, this week passed. I sung that song for a reason. What a prayer can do. This week passed. My baby granddaughter, 16 months old. About 2 weeks ago, her little thumb started drawing right down, just like that. We never thought a whole lot about that. Then her foot started drawing in, and then it started laying over. And she started walking with a limp. And I guess, preacher, you just givied up, crawled under a rock and said, that's all I know to do. No, that sure wasn't all I know to do. They started setting up appointments where to send the child. I started going to the doctor way before they ever got the appointment set up. I went right to King Jesus and I come home. My wife called me one day on the, and I got an old company truck and started to the house. She called me. She said, honey, said, I couldn't wait till you get home. I wanted to tell you how sick the child is. And I know you'd start praying. I got in the truck and started to the house. And I could go over and show you the very spot, brother. The very spot now when I was praying this way. Oh, God, I pray thee, Master. You've heard me in the past. Hear me one more time. That little granddaughter of mine, she's so sick. And God, could I ask thee, if it be thy will.
Yeah.
Thy will.
His will.
Would you touch that little child?
Yes.
Let everything be all right, Lord, if it be thine will. And, brother, when I prayed that little prayer, Brother John, I felt that burden just went right up off of me now. And I started shouting praises to God now. And I come to the house, and I told my wife this way. I said, the child is going to be all right now.
Yeah. That's
good news.
She said, I hope you're right. She said, I'm praying too. I said, you just keep praying. You just keep right on. I said, I believe God's going to help the baby. I really do. She had enough faith. She believed that God could help the child if it was God's will. We went down, I think it was Thursday morning, went down to London, met with a specialist. Me and her sat out in the car. I sat out there playing with the grandson. He was a... just a wool of me to death.
Bouncing
all over the place. Wore me slap dab out. Here come my little daughter. Out of where the doctor's office was. Had that little child in her hand. She's making about 10 foot a step and smiling from ear to ear. And she said, Daddy, Mommy, listen, the baby's all right now. Everything's fine now. Everything's fine. You know what the nurse told her? You know what the nurse told her? The nurse told her, she said, prayers are still being answered.
Amen.
Prayers are still being answered. It's amazing what a prayer can do.
Yeah.
With faith.
Yeah. Takes faith.
Faith.
Yeah.
Believing.
Faith believing.
Yes, sir.
Faith believing.
Exactly.
I sit there a while ago, and I'm going to tell you this, man. I sit there a while ago, I've got something bad in my back, and I was hurting so bad I couldn't hardly stand it. But you know what? Right now, I believe I go bar hunting with a switch. I got it. How good I feel. I ain't hurting nary bit, Brother John. I ain't hurting nary bit.
Glory to the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Who done that for you, preacher?
Yeah.
Jesus done it for me. I know not what he is, but I know that I was once blind.
Yeah, boy.
But now I see. But now I see. What about a king like that?
Yeah.
Let me give you one more thing, and then we'll sing, Brother Fred. If I don't get done here, just hang on, honey. I'll preach to you all the way to the house.
Amen.
Let me tell you a story that I witnessed. You've many of you probably heard this before, but I love to tell it for God's glory.
Amen.
A little fella called me one time to come to Cooksville, Tennessee. Preacher, he said, the Lord saved me. Can you come down here? I'm on my way. Called in the office, said, just when I get back, I'll be back to work. But I've got to go do what God sent me to do. Me and Daddy and another fella headed out of down to Cooksville, Tennessee. Got down there and baptized the little fella.
Yeah.
While we was there, Brother John, there was two, listen real close now, there was two little twin girls, black hair, just as pretty, and they was just about, I don't know, just a little bit of fella, my three-year-old, four-year-old. Prettiest black hair, no big old brown-looking eyes, they just little dolls. One of them's named Ashley. She couldn't see nary thing. She couldn't hear it thunder. She never had heard her voice of her mommy. She never spoke to nobody. She didn't know how to speak. But while we was sitting there and we got ready to head back home, and her papa looked at me and he said, there's only two people that can hold that child, me and his mommy. His daddy, because you won't even let his daddy hold it. He said, I want to ask you a favor. Would you lay hands on that child?
Yeah.
Would you lay hands on that child? Buddy, I love to lay hands on them when they ask me. I sure do now,
yeah,
Brother John. Why? Because that's what God told them to do. He said, if there be any among you afflicted, call in what? The elders of the church.
Right there, right.
Yes.
That little child, listen to me. I was sitting on the couch about as long as this bench. Sitting way down on the end, that little child was from up here. And he said, I want you to lay hands on me. Here come that little child walking right down. He couldn't see me now. He just walking right down, holding the edge of that now. Come right down to me, Brother Fred. And I just reached down, picked it up, and got it right up my arms. And people's mouth flew open all over that house.
What about that?
Yeah.
Well, that child got right up in his arms.
Yeah.
That child got right up. What happened? Mm. I'm going to tell you something. When the Spirit of God's on a man or a woman, people ain't afraid of you.
No.
They ain't afraid of you.
No.
That little child, it wasn't never been afraid of me.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus was there.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jesus. You. I told you a while ago, when God blesses you to preach, that's Jesus doing the work now, Bubby.
Yeah, it is.
That little child just laid its head right here. I just wrapped my arms up around it.
Thank the Lord.
I looked towards heaven. Oh, God, I said, if it be your holy and divine will, you know what this little baby needs. Would you, God, just whatever it stands in need of, Lord, you give it according to thine holy and divine will. And I said, amen. And I let the little child down. Headed back to Kentucky. 3 days. The phone rung. This man was a crying so hard he couldn't hardly talk. And I said, Ivan, what in the world? What's the matter, Bubby? What is it? What's going on? He said, I've got to tell you this. He said, me and the little girl, my little granddaughter, we went out on the east side of the farm. He had about 800 head of cattle. He said, we went out on the east side of that farm. And he said, we was looking at all them cattle. And he said, she every morning, I go get her and take her out there with me. He said, while we was standing there, she had me by the hand. And he said, I had to lead her out to the truck now. And he said, while we were standing there, she was having me up by the hand. She started pulling on my hand and said, I looked down at her and I said, Ashley, what is it? She said, Papa. First time she'd ever spoke in her life. She said, Papa, I see the sun. I see the sun. Somebody said, well, now, preacher, you know that can't be so. Now, brother, let me tell you something. Just because he done them back then don't mean he can't
That's
do them now.
Exactly right,
he can do them the same today. He ain't lost nothing.
No, sir.
He ain't lost nothing.
No, sir.
She said, Papa, I see the sun. He said, he looked down at her, and he said, Ashley, did you speak to me?
Thank
and she
God.
Said, yes, Papa. And she said, I said, what'd you do, Ivan? He said, only thing I know to do, I hit my knees to the ground, and I started giving God the glory and honor. What God had done, he said, I wanted God to get the glory and the honor.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Loaded that little child up and took it into Cooksville.
Yeah.
There's a little school in there where they take care of the blind. And they take care of the deaf. And that little girl was going there. And they walked in, pulled up, and security come out to the truck, opened the door up, motioned for the baby. She got in his arms, as she'd done many, many times before. But this time she was a little different. This time she looked at the security guard with her little arms around his neck, and she said, good morning. And that security guard liked her doctor. But you know what he didn't do?
Yeah.
He didn't say nigh thing about that.
No.
He never said nigh thing about that. He went on in, took the child in, set her down in the classroom. The teacher walked in. She went around to all, every one of them, got up to Ashley, patted her on the shoulder. She knew that Ashley couldn't hear. That's what she thought anyway.
Yeah.
She pecked Ashley on the shoulder and looked around where she could. She said, I love you, Ashley. Ashley said, I love you too.
Praise God.
Jerked that child up out of that seat, headed into the principal's office. Call this child's grandparents.
Yeah.
Call them. There's something going on here. Call them. They got to know about this. They called Ivan. He said, I went just as hard as I'd go out there at school. Didn't know what had happened. Oh. He said, I thought the child had got hurt or something. He said, I run out there just as hard as I could. Security guard met me at the gate, drug me in there just as fast as he could, right into the principal's office. Teacher said, that little child spoke to me. That security guard said he did me too, and I wouldn't say nothing about it. She said, I want to ask you something. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah,
he said, I'll sure tell you what happened. Whether you swallowed or not, I'll tell you. He said, up in the hills of eastern Kentucky, there's a little bald-headed man that I love with all my heart. He came down and he baptized my son. And before he left, I asked him if he would talk to God on behalf of this child. And he said it wasn't him that done it, but it was King Jesus now.
Amen.
It was King Jesus now that done that answered that little bald-headed fellow's prayers.
Yeah.
It ain't what Gary Compton does. It's what Jesus done. It's what Jesus done.
Amen.
I got some good news for you. If you're blind, God can give you sight back.
Amen.
Now, one more thing. Over in my neck of the woods, 27 years ago, I was heading up Left Beaver, going to the house. I was a dying.
Yeah.
Sure was. I was a dying.
Dead to the love of sin.
And I got almost to the house, right there in front seat of that old truck. I seen God raise a dead man. Uh-oh, preacher, you know better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I sure did. I seen him raise a dead man. You mean to tell me that, yes, sir, he raised a dead man. Where was the dead man? What was his name? His name was Gary Compton.
Yeah.
I was dead at one time, and Christ came in, and what did he do? He made me alive.
Yeah.
Forevermore.
Yes, sir.
I'm not the boy I used to be.
No.
They took bets over there in Floyd County, over at my around my place, that fellow wouldn't stay in the church 6 months.
Yeah.
I've been in 27 years.
Amen.
Brethren, when I prayed, when I dug till I hit the rock.
Yeah,
and when I hit the rock and the sparks flew, that's where I started building my house.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, these people over in our neck of the woods that built right up on some sand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And them old big storms is coming, and their house is already destroyed.
Gone.
Already destroyed. But now my house is built right up on the foundation.
Yes, sir.
I believe you, brothers.
Yeah.
Brother John, I got a great deal of confidence. I believe you dug deep and hit that rock.
Yeah,
you brothers, you sisters.
By me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen,
brother.
But after God had saved my soul, I wanted so bad.
Yeah.
I wanted so bad to go through that liquid grave.
Yeah.
I wanted so bad to get into this church.
Yes.
And I want you to know this, and then I am going to hush. I want you to know this. If there's no heaven, if there's no lake of fire, if when Gary Compton dies and they put me on the cemetery over, and that's all she rolls for Brother Gary Compton and everybody else, you know what? I still want to be a member of this old church.
Yeah.
I still want to walk with you. Why? Because I found a great joy walking and talking with you.
Yeah.
But you see, that two little letter, if, don't worry about that. There is a heaven.
Yes, sir.
There is a hell.
Yes, sir.
But hell is not eternal.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
Hell ain't eternal now, Bubby.
That's right.
Heaven is. Heaven was created, built before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
Big enough to hold the whole Adam generation.
Yes, sir.
But hell, the Bible says hell every day. Hell enlarges her borders.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
Every day.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, they ain't nothing what they were. Today, if stuff would have been going on today, it's hard to tell where I'd have been at. all this meanness and stuff, many things to tinker with. Mm-hmm. The young people have really got it tough.
Yeah, they do.
I feel for them. But it's going to get worse.
Amen.
But heaven has never had to make it any bigger. Because he said, I made it plenty big enough from the beginning to hold the whole Adam generation if they want to go. Now, this place called hell, preacher. You said she's in larger borders. But now there's an end coming to hell. And this book says right here that both death and hell
give up the dead
shall what? Give up the dead. And they that have not repented and not been saved, they're going to be cast into something.
That's right.
A lake of fire. Eternal.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And the Bible says they'll pray to die and can't die.
Amen.
I've been burnt. Third degree burns all over my face. Laid there. The doctors had just about give up on me. But I had an old praying mother. She said, I ain't going to give up on you, son. I'm going to keep praying. Oh, I'd say that's probably what went with my looks. I burned them off. But you know what? You know what? Old Brother Herschel Huff said one time, he said every time he'd get in a stand, he'd say how pretty everybody looked. And his boy told him one day, he said, took him to church. And he said, Daddy, every time you get in a stand, you tell how pretty everybody looks. He said, now, Daddy, everybody ain't pretty.
Lord don't care how pretty.
He looked at him and he said, son, let me tell you something. You get God on your side in your bond, and you tell me how many ugly people you see.
That's right.
They're all pretty, brother.
Thank the Lord.
They're all pretty.
Yeah, they
in God's eyes,
yes, sir.
Yes.
They're all pretty. Now, I've done the best I could.
I'm glad.
Amen. Good job.
Thank you for letting me come back one more time.
Wonderful.
I love you. We look forward every year to this, and we try to come 2 or 3 times a year. We sure look forward to this. We love you.
Enjoy
come over to Left Beaver and see us. We try our best to give.